I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black, and we go to the surface of Mars and InSight, the little robot that didn't die. Bob, InSight's made a breakthrough. Is it still gaining power?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen a more recent update, but on September 5th, when it was supposed to already have been dead, it was still functioning. Its seismometer was still working. It detected a blip, a seismic blip somewhere on the planet, and based on how that blip came through, they could determine approximate area where that blip occurred. And they suspected the blip, which is actually three blips, was a impact of three bodies near each other. And so they sent Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter in orbit. When it passed over that particular area, it took images. And lo and behold, this is the first impact discovered by a seismometer on Mars by InSight. And what's interesting about this is, yes, it was a three-body impact, three different a little cluster of objects, and we see all three impacts. But what's really interesting about this is the first time we actually know the exact moment of impact. Previously, when they found recent impacts, it was because they were comparing an older picture with a newer picture, and there would have been a change in between, and you didn't know exactly when in that interval the actual impact occurred. In this case, they know exactly when it happened because they saw the blip on the seismometer. And in the interim, they've now gone back and looked at other data and used it linked with Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter data, and they've actually identified two other impacts that were previously found, but now they know exactly when they happened because of seismic data from InSight, John.
And Webb, the James Webb Telescope, been dazzling us with pictures, but there's an anomaly. What is it, Bob?
Well, Webb has a whole bunch of infrared instruments. One of its instruments, the mid-infrared instrument called MIRI, it has a problem. It has a grating wheel. It's a wheel that changes from one mode to another, and it was experiencing too much friction. And so they've held up use of that wheel so they cannot change modes. The NASA press release is very unclear about this because they seem to imply that it can use different modes on that instrument, but then they can't use different modes on an instrument. I don't understand. Webb is very young to have this kind of problem, but unfortunately, there it is. One of the instruments is temporarily not in use right now. Or at least is partly not in use. Don't ask me to explain. Meanwhile, John, because we don't have a lot of time, let me go quickly to a Webb image. Webb has released its first image of Mars. And I think this picture, more than anything else, demonstrates how Webb is not a replacement for Hubble. Because it's an infrared image. It shows very little detail. A good portion of it is overexposed because there's too much heat and Mars is too close, so Webb's instruments can't really detect much. It's just too hot. But it does give us some information, nothing particularly exciting, and so I think that this only demonstrates that Webb is not going to be used a lot for planetary research like Hubble is.
Now, and Bob, there was that note that they were using Webb for the atmospheres of exoplanets. Would that be different than looking at a planet?
No, it would be. In fact, the spectroscopy of this image clearly shows that they were able to pick up a lot of information about the carbon dioxide in Mars's atmosphere, but there was nothing new in that. They already know this from many, many orbital images. It did detect some interesting thermal effects of that atmosphere on Mars. There's a little data to be gained, but to be very honest, it would be a mistake to spend a lot of time using Webb to look at the planets like Mars. It would be a mistake. It's not optimized for that.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.